The Curious Couple, Episode 37.
You're tuned into The Curious Couple for the Curious Ear with your hosts, TNA. Get ready to have your curiosity piqued while exploring what it's like to live out fantasies with this fun, fit, and sexy duo.
You're listening to podcasts recorded about our trip to Desire in Riviera Maya, Mexico. We had a blast. We have fun sharing it with you. We would love to have you email us any questions or thoughts about our trip, about the experience we had, about the resort itself, anything related to Desire Mexico, because our plan is to create a fifth podcast episode where it's basically the aftermath. We're going to share some of our thoughts having taken a step back, and we'd love to entertain some of your questions, thoughts, or ideas. Also, if you are now inspired or have been thinking about going to Desire, please click on one of our links on our website, thecuriouscouple.com, and it will take you to the Desire website. By doing this, we get a small referral. Our podcast we do for free, essentially, and it's a way to have a little kickback to cover our expenses to do this podcast. So if you are interested in checking out Desire, going there for vacation, please click on one of our links, or our promo code is 2178 for Desire. You can also go to our website, click on the resources page, and you will see links to Desire as well as all of the different lifestyle websites for creating profiles or for travel. So we appreciate you guys. We look forward to hearing from you. Enjoy the podcast.
Hey guys, welcome back. I'm T.
And I'm A.
And we are back from Mexico. Just got back today and back in our own bed, finally.
Boo.
It's a fun trip, and we are going to bring you guys up to speed where we left off. It's taken some unexpected twists and turns, and I think it's going to be pretty entertaining. So...
And probably two podcasts, right? Because I don't want to... I think if we told the rest of the story, this would be an hour.
Or it would probably be more. Yeah. So this will be part three. Saturday, we last left you with a evening at the jacuzzi with some new people that we met. And then... our day start, this would be Saturday, right? Saturday. So our day started at the pool like usual. And I believe we had mentioned our Canadian friends, the gorgeous blonde and her boyfriend, were out of commission the night before because she came down with food poisoning. It just struck her. Yeah, we did talk about it. We were walking down the beach and suddenly she had... she turned green, and we just assumed, well, I shouldn't say we assumed, we would have understood if they were done for the weekend, because she did not look good. The reports were she wasn't doing well, and we were surprised that they were on the beach in the morning, like, full recovery.
She was having hallucinations and freezing, like, she did not have a good night.
Yeah,
and actually, she felt better than we did, because if you remember, that was the night the vodka snuck up on both of us.
Oh, yeah.
And we woke up hungover, which it wasn't bad, but it was the only time the whole trip that we felt like that.
Well, yeah. I
had a headache most of the day.
Right, and I think I was reporting that I accidentally got drunk. And
didn't sleep. We didn't sleep well, so I spent, not that I'm complaining, but I spent most of the day, I think all day, in the chair by the pool.
Sleeping.
Well, no, I only slept for a little bit, but I didn't move much.
So I played some volleyball, and we kind of did our routine. In fact, while I was playing volleyball, I found myself wondering if A was going to end up getting a sensual massage by the local gentleman who was enticing her the day before. And sure enough, she found herself... in his hands again, on the side of the pool, getting a massage.
Mi muñeco. I learned a word from the girls.
Which translates to?
Well, not exactly, but I said, how do you say ¿Cómo se dice boy toy in Espanol? And that was the best they could come up with. Mm-hmm. I think it means toy or doll. So I refer to him as mi muñeco.
So it was kind of interesting, and I shared this with a, I'm not sure, not right at this moment, but as you'll hear from this day.
Yeah, developed that day.
This day brought a unique, some unique challenges that we didn't anticipate.
Yeah.
So while.
Well, I mean, I don't know how much we talked about it on the last podcast, but I playfully was joking around about it to you and then to our Canadian friends about this whole like fantasy developing in my mind with this man, because he was very sexy, and you know, they're doing these fun sexy games by the pool, and they're giving massage.
Oh
yeah, he's
outfits,
wearing practically nothing.
He's put together very well.
Yeah,
I mean, I understand the attraction.
Yeah, and it's just this fun energy, and you know, there's still a little bit of that. You know, it's forbidden. He's, you know, only allowed to touch certain areas when he gives me a massage. And did we talk much about the massage? This is why it's important to do this back to back, because I kind of forget. We've had a long couple days.
Right.
But just bringing everybody up to
us.
Speed. I just wanted to bring them all up to speed before, because it's all important to kind of what unfolded throughout
right.
the day.
And our goal is to be as transparent and honest with you guys. And we want to share as much as we can, but yet also protect those that may be affected by what we talk about.
Yeah.
And we also don't want to scare off people from hanging out with us, because they're, you know, don't want to.
But I think it's, which is a big step for me to say, and it shows you how far we've come in the last 48 hours, because the whole, and we'll get there, but I just think it's important to mention, there were times during this day where I thought, shit, T's going to make me talk about that on the podcast. Like, there were some challenges, and
right.
you know, now that it's kind of come full circle and everything's resolved, it's like, this is stuff that probably everybody deals with.
Yeah, maybe on some level.
And honestly, if we didn't have this podcast, we wouldn't tell anybody that, because...
Yeah, no one would really hear this.
Nobody would hear these stories, because, one, it's embarrassing,
okay,
you know,
we can't keep talking about it without telling it.
All right. Whatever. Go.
Sorry, guys. Let's jump right into it. So, I go out and I play volleyball, and if you guys have listened to our evolving story, my challenge is, when we first got into this, was a little bit of a possessive nature with A, or with any woman I've been with, where it's kind of like, this is mine. And I have enjoyed the challenge of getting over it. And I don't know that I could do this with anyone but A, because I know she is so sensitive and in tune to me that if I'm uncomfortable, she will overcompensate to give me comfort. And it's actually a perfect blend for me to challenge myself. And so I don't know what it was about this day, and maybe it's because she normally isn't so vocal with her desires for another man, even if it is playful, and it was simply playful, because there was this element of
it's safe is
yeah
kind of, yeah
he's not a real point
right
of,
he's not on the menu,
right?
He's here, he's working. So there, I think that is part of it, because going back to, you know, our friends that we met from California, he was hot too, but I wasn't, I think maybe
you wouldn't have played it out like that.
No yeah. I wouldn't have said, oh, look at him.
Yeah, you wouldn't be referring to your boyfriend,
my little boyfriend.
Yeah.
No, because It was possible, and it
right.
it happened,
right.
and I don't know. So I think that's part of it, and also it was just kind of the vibe, you know.
Right.
It was this sexy environment.
Oh, yeah. He was constantly on. It was
yeah.
constantly
oh,
a,
yeah.
a show.
Well, yeah, and the girls are the same way. That's their job. They're coming by and they're, oh, hi, sexy, and you know, stroking your arm and
kissing you on the
yeah.
lips.
Oh yeah,
or, yeah,
I kissed all the girls and
or the girl
and,
I've. And kissed a
him.
Couple of them, yeah.
Yeah, they're very sensual, and it. I can see how people that maybe are not lifestylers that are there That would be really pushing some boundaries.
Or maybe not. Maybe because they know it doesn't go anywhere. But
well, and we also know from getting to know them that they are very well trained in picking up on social cues with couples, and you know, sure, can say claim that they can right away tell,
yeah,
you know, what people are there for and what they're okay with and not okay with. And
sure.
Anyway, go ahead.
So we, I'm playing volleyball, and for some reason, I'm very interested to know if A is getting this massage, and I don't even know. I don't know why, but I need to know if she is or not.
I don't either, because we even talked about it. I was like, yeah, okay, I'm going to go get my massage.
And there was, it wasn't that I had an issue with it, but I look, and she's still in her sun chair. And I was like, oh, okay. And that gave me some peace of mind. And I'm like, oh, she's not doing anything. And ironically, we were even talking about this on the other podcast, how ironic it was that I go for an hour, and I come back, and you're not there, and I don't even think twice about it, yet we're at a swingers resort, and I don't... But for whatever reason in this moment, now I'm like, I look and she's not in the chair anymore. And I'm like, I actually, in a little time out of the volleyball match, like go off the beach and like check. And there she is sitting in the massage chair. It's not like that made me uncomfortable, but for some reason I needed to know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a clue what I was feeling, thinking, or why, but there was this awareness of you and maybe him, or I don't know what it was. But I don't say anything. It's not like it really affected me much, but there was something I was aware of that it had my attention.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll leave you with that bit, and we'll play out the rest of the day. We, like we said, the Canadian couple is now back, and our friends, our Californian friends are gone, and so now we're spending a lot of time with our Canadian friends, and they are just a good time.
Mm-hmm.
They're very active people. They like to be playing volleyball or bocce ball, mm-hmm, or horseshoes. And so it was cool because we would just veg by ourselves in the water or on the chairs. Mm-hmm. And then if I wanted to be doing something, I'd go play volleyball with them or hang out with them.
Especially that day. I did a lot of laying around.
So we end up having dinner with them. We just realized that speaking of hanging out at the pool, we forgot to mention a really fun activity they had at the pool, which they've had a bunch of different activities, but one was a foam party where they unloaded a ton of foam in this pool that was 4 feet over the surface of the water.
Yeah, well, parts of it. So it didn't quite fill the whole pool like I was envisioning. I guess it just gets into the water so quickly, because I mean they pumped that thing for what, hour and a half,
yeah
and it never really grew outside of the half of the pool that we were standing in. But it was a lot of fun. The best part was because the girls, we were still hanging out at that point with the couple from California, and it was a little too much for us, like that, because once it would come over your head, I'm sure that you can breathe, but something about it was like
a little suffocating.
It was scary. So we were staying out on the perimeter, and the boys were seriously like a couple of 5-year-olds with bubbles. It was so cute to watch. Like, you guys were just having so much fun. And, you know, in hindsight, I think that could have been a really sexy experience, but it was just too much fun to even make it sexy.
Well, yeah, and it could have been a sexual experience with them, too, because there could have been some groping and some fondling.
I don't know. I think it just, you know, I'm not like, I don't feel like I was... out of 10 the whole time we were there. You know, there were parts of it that I just wanted to have fun. And one of the coolest things about this whole vacation, I think I said it a couple of times, where you look around at the pool and gosh, the average age had to have been 45. I mean, there was an older crowd with a few younger couples sprinkled in there, but you watch these middle-aged people turn into children, and it's so fun because you have no inhibitions, and suddenly the silliest thing, like playing in a pool full of bubbles, is the funnest thing you've ever done. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. So jumping. Oh, so another pool activity that we left out is a trivia contest.
Oh yeah.
Which was
of all the contests, that was the tamest one to participate in.
Right.
Just movie trivia. And so I cheated.
Yeah, she won a hat. One of the girls was sign languaging the answers to us that no one could get.
Yeah. You know, I feel like it took a couple days for us to, or me, because I, you know, a lot of these people have been there so many times. They walk in and know the staff, you know, and everybody says that. They're like, you show up and they'll remember you. If it's been 6 months, they're going to remember you. And it took me a couple days to make friends with them, but I feel like we really did. Like, we made friends with them. She's sitting there, like, helping me cheat on this game, and it was a lot of fun.
Yeah. So, let's
cut to the chase.
Yeah, so we go out to dinner with the Canadian couple and just have
more
a great time.
Espresso martinis, which are phenomenal. Yeah. Whoever told us about that, thank you.
Good call.
So good.
We went to the... Oh, God, I don't remember the name of it, but the fancier one to go to.
Salo.
Yeah. And just really enjoyed their company. We had a fun time.
It was fun. Our waiter was fun. Mm-hmm. We were having a good time.
And so we finish up there, and I know probably a lot of you people listening you're probably not going to follow my logic here, but it's Saturday night. And I am a huge UFC fan. For those who don't know what that is, it's mixed martial arts, basically fighting.
Everybody just lost their boner.
Well, it's an important part of the story because the biggest fight of the year that's been building up for years was happening this night.
And this was months ago that you were like, oh no.
Yeah.
And we've been...
Like, I panicked when I heard it was going to be this night.
I've been expecting how this played out for months.
Okay. So, there's no way I could have predicted this. It turns out our Canadian couple, they are huge fans of UFC.
Oh, yay.
Not just him, but her as well. To the point where... there was a point in dinner the other night where we were just, the three of us are just talking about it, and we realized the rest of them were all glazed over, and we're like, oh, okay, sorry, we'll quit talking
about
it.
Well, and just to bring everybody up to speed on where I'm at, I'll watch them. There's some fights that I'm interested in, but to me, it's no different if we watched a clip of it the next day.
Right.
And when we brought it up the first night that they showed up, I was still kind of, the first day or two we were there, I was still kind of intrigued by getting away from the resort.
Mm-hmm.
And so when it got brought up that, hey, we could have this possibility of leaving, taking a cab to maybe a bar somewhere. And I thought that sounded fun. Go experience something different, maybe go out to eat or to a bar or something outside of the resort. So when we first brought it up, I was like, yeah, that sounds okay. I'll take one for the team. I'm going to need a break.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess that may be unfair to you that I wasn't there anymore.
Right. So this had been brought up prior to this night, and it seemed like it was accepted that I would want to watch these, and it could take up a couple hours of the evening, which are, in my mind, our evenings are 10 hours long of partying, basically.
But also, the, we'll do the he said, she said. The music, live music, starts at 9 and disco's at 11. And typically, if I'm guessing correctly, we're done and wrapping up there around 1. So from 9 to 1 is where the action is,
mm-hmm.
right? Am I right there?
Yeah.
And so...
Fights come on at 10.
Yeah.
The main event comes on. There really, the three of us wanted to watch at least the last three fights, which would be around 11:30 for an hour and a half or so. So, point, you made your point. Yep. It was right in the prime
time.
The
facts have been presented.
Right. Okay.
Well, and I mean, still, even that morning, I'm thinking, we've done this every night. We're balls to the wall every night. A little downtime is not going to be a big deal. Yeah. But it is our last night.
But it is our last night, which kind of got a little thrown back in my face kind of last minute.
Well, and another thing also that you had working against you was it was the one night I was really excited to get dressed up for.
Okay.
It was the masquerade night. I spent $50 on Etsy having this handmade mask made that matched my lingerie. So I was excited to get dressed up.
Right. And me personally, the band that was playing, I could have taken it or left it. In fact,
that didn't matter.
Okay. So ultimately, we decide we are going to watch these fights on my computer in the hotel room. And three of us are pretty excited about the thought of this, thinking, okay, we're willing to sacrifice an hour and a half. A, not so much. Mm-hmm. She, her tune kind of changed in a way that it kind of caught me off guard. So we end up going around 9 o'clock to the outside, live music, drinks. We're in our masquerade outfits. And around 10 o'clock, we go to the room, or me and him kind of excuse ourselves just to go see if we can get it up and running in the room.
Well, and we know, so we're going out there, and I'm like, all right, whatever, we'll compromise. It starts at 9. We didn't think the fights you guys were going to want to watch were till like 10:30, 10:45, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, we're going to have fun for an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And she was even like, well, we'll just stay. We're dressed up. We're going to dance. We're going to have a fun, sexy time. And everybody seemed comfortable with that suggestion. Okay, great.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, go ahead.
Okay. So we go back to the room. It's working. We're going to be able to watch these. You know, we're pumped. So we come back to outside to meet up with the girls. And as I'm walking up, I can see A darts away from the table and kind of looking back. And there's a playful tone about her, but I also sense there's a little edge to her about the way the night's playing out. So I'm trying to explain what I'm perceiving in this moment. You dart off, yet it's playful, but yet it's a little tense on some level. And where she darts off to is this gentleman from the massage.
Mi muñeco.
And was that the salsa dancing?
Yeah. So I was enjoying the music. And also a little bit of a backstory is they were doing salsa lessons by the pool the day before.
Mm-hmm.
He was. And he comes over before, you know, oh, hey, sexy, you going to come dance with me? I'm going to teach you. And you were sitting there at that time.
Yeah.
And yeah, that sounds fun and hot, but I just wasn't in the mood to stand up in front of everybody at the pool and do salsa lessons. So, of course, he came, gave me a ration of shit for it later and kind of laughed about it. And so fast forward to the next day, they're playing salsa music and they're dancing and it's sexy. And so I'm having a conversation with her about this and how, you know, I've been kind of razzing you about him all week and how he's so sexy, yada, yada. And I even was explaining to her that the conversation we had had about you wanting to watch the massage and how it challenges you, you know, kind of the same. I said it's like it makes him uncomfortable, but it turns him on at the same time. And so we're having this conversation literally as you guys are coming around the corner. And I even said, well, when they come out, I'm just going to be dancing with him. And, you know, made a joke about that. Well, so when you start coming around the corner, she goes, oh, he's coming. Go, 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 go. And so, okay, I'm being playful, you know, and we've also been drinking and dancing. And so I'm in that mode and you're really not.
Mm-hmm.
So we just were not on the same page. And so I'd run off and spend probably 15 minutes. I think we danced a couple of songs. And
well, let me, so you danced for, you were out there for about 15, 20 minutes, probably.
Yeah.
You know, she, and A always looks gorgeous, but she's in high heels. She looks stunning. And I'm watching
her.
And
I'm awkwardly stepping all over his feet.
She's not making it look as awkward as she says, but I'm literally watching the whole thing. Like, I'm very aware of what she's doing. It's not like, oh, she's having fun, I'm going to talk with my friends. I'm more interested in what she's doing, and it's a slight, like, I'm feeling something, but I can't pinpoint what it is, but it has my attention.
Well, and this is another interesting, I don't know, fact, I guess, that shows you how different of wavelengths we were on, because I was looking over there often, I mean, several times, and you were leaning across the table talking to him every time that I would look over there.
Canada?
Yes. Okay. And none of the three of you were even looking at me. So not that that upset me, but it was just like, they're fine. I'm having a good time. They're right. talking about the stupid fights.
Right.
Everybody's doing what they want to do, and I'm just going to have a good time.
Right.
So had I looked up and saw what you just described, you're not interested in talking to them, you can't take your eyes off me, I would have come over there.
Right. And that's I believe that.
Yeah.
I think if you would have sensed my discomfort,
yeah.
you would have defaulted back to what you would do if you felt that for me.
Right. So that just shows you how totally
We were two ships passing in the night.
And I had no idea any of this discomfort about him.
And I hadn't expressed it. Yeah. I didn't want to. There was no... Here's the thing. I didn't want to express it because that would put her on high alert and change her experience. Well, and I knew this was temporary. This was just a... I mean,
it would have changed everything. Yeah. I wouldn't have been over there. I wouldn't have been talking to him. So... I don't know where you were about to go, but I was just going to tell you the conversation.
Yeah, so you're out dancing. I'm watching. It has my attention. And I'm thinking, she looks gorgeous, and that turns me on that, you know, I know more than half the eyes are on her anyways as she's dancing with the guy that gets all the girls' eyes on him. And so it's something I'm watching. And so why don't you go ahead and share the conversation you have with him?
Well, and so... I have not an ounce of that discomfort that you are feeling or
No, you're enjoying yourself.
In fact, when we talked about it earlier that day, and I think there were some conversations about, God, do you think they can play with us? Do you think that they can mess around with the guest? And I was telling you about how he was touching my boobs and it was turning me on. And all the feedback I was getting from you was, that's hot. So
and what was hot was how you were feeling, because you're like, you know, we swapped with this couple and you know, someone kissed and touched my boobs, but he couldn't touch my boobs. So just the fact he touched my under boob was a turn on, and you know, tickled the side of my boob was a total turn on.
And
I loved hearing that you were, you know, that taken by it.
So after days of telling you all this, I'm just now getting comfortable enough to like dance with him, even, talk to him. And I don't even remember what was said, but I think it was something like, when I walked up to him, I said, I'm here for my lesson that I missed yesterday. And so, you know, there's this conversation about that. And we're talking about dancing. And he said something like, do you think this is a hard dance to learn or something? And I said, are you kidding me? Like, I'm stepping all it. The salsa is not easy and it's supposed to look sexy and I'm fumbling all over my shoes. And anyway, and he said, oh, no. You know, you look very sexy doing it. Sometimes women come up here and they don't have any rhythm or whatever. And I said, well, you make it look really easy and really sexy. And I think that's what opened the doors. And he goes, oh, well, look at you, you know, and then it became more of a sensual conversation. And he said, he was calling you my boyfriend. Where's your boyfriend? And I pointed over to you and, I don't even know if there was much more dialogue between that and just, are you guys in the lifestyle? And I was like, kind of taken back by it. And I said, yeah. And, he throws his hands up and he goes, why am I just knowing this? And I said, well, you didn't ask. And he goes, well, what do you think of this other staff member? So he then asked me, what do you think of this other woman that worked there who is sexy as hell? And we had talked to her a little bit. I think she was off the first day we were there, but she's beautiful and flirty, of course. And I said, well, she's amazing. Why? And he goes, oh, because we are together and we'd like to hang out with you guys. And I'm at this moment, I'm like, what? Like, jaw hit the floor. My dreams are coming true. and I just was on this high. Like, I can't even believe what I'm hearing. Are you serious? And he said, well, what are you guys going to do later? And I said, well, we're hanging out with our friends. We'll probably go up to the disco. And he said, well, we get off at this time. And what room are you in? We'll call you. I don't remember if he said call you or come by. I don't think that was really clear to me even. But so I give him our room number.
You told me they were going to come by.
Okay. But I think they said they were going to call first. Anyway, so I give him our room number and I prance off to come and tell you guys, because in my mind, this is breaking news. Like, what? We've been speculating this whole time, you know, are they, do they do this? Do they not? Can they? And my mind is blown. Not only is my mind blown, but I also think that, because we've had our eyes on her the whole week too. She's very sexy. She was belly dancing at one point and we were both,
she was body painted,
googling her. Yes. I mean, she's gorgeous. And so I think I'm just about to blow T's mind. Like, Merry fucking Christmas. I have conquered.
This was really my present?
Yes. Okay. I mean, honestly, I really did. Obviously, I'm excited, but I thought, it just, this is awesome. Like, you know, I get to have my cake and you can have a piece too. And so I did not get
so she comes back to the table
matched.
She comes back to the table just lit up. Like, yeah. Hey, guess what? Now, mind you,
I'm telling everybody. Oh, go ahead. I'm telling the four of us. I thought that's where you were going.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, and it's almost like, you know, she's so eager to share this with everyone, and so much excitement, and ironically.
Go ahead. Sorry, I'm gonna shut up now and let you tell your part of the story.
And ironically, I am literally having the conversation with this couple. So when A's looking over and hearing about or seeing me have a conversation and kind of we're very involved in this conversation, it is about basically explaining how we work in the sense of my possessive nature, and she, you know, it kind of pushes the edge, and they could sense my discomfort, and I tried to explain to them, no, it's okay, you know, this is how we work. And so I was kind of letting them in on what I was processing in that moment, and here she comes with, guess what?
Mm-hmm.
Basically, I get to have sex with him. And it was like, I just was like she heard crickets. Yeah.
Screeching.
And
out.
She's like, well, what do you think? I mean, she's really hot. And you know what I've been thinking? And I was like, the best and kindest thing I could think of in that moment was, can you just give me some time to respond? I think is what I said. And just that response crushed her. I mean, there was definite like you were upset without being upset at me.
Well, yeah, and embarrassed in front of our friends now. Like, I just came back with this awesome story and you guys are staring at me like I'm speaking a different language.
Yeah, and it was just...
And then it was literally... in the same 30 seconds that now we're suddenly in a hurry to go watch the fights.
Well, yeah. So we were like timing this.
So not only did this come to a screeching halt, but so did my dancing and my fun and my drinking. And so it was just like raining on my parade.
So needless to say, she didn't really take that well. And I was in a place of like, what the hell just happened? Like, she kind of was teasing me, kind of rubbing my nose in by going off. Then she comes back with, hey, I get to have sex with him now, which... only took my discomfort to a whole new level. Mm. And I didn't really even know what I was feeling, let alone how to process it and then how to respond and not have it blow up in my face. So she's having her own emotional response to this and I'm having mine, and we're trying to, I guess, be polite about it, but we're both having a lot of feelings.
I'm still at this moment. I don't know why. I thought that your issue was that I just said this in front of them. We have these friends that we were going to hang out with, and now you've just blown them off. And so on our walk to the room, I said, I got a plan. Like, I'm still working this plan. We're going to go over there. We'll turn the fights on. I'll just seduce her. I'll just start going down on her. We'll get the party started. And I'm still like, oh, yeah, sexy, fun time. We're going to make this all work out. And your response was, well, that's going to be distracting. We're trying to watch the fights. And that's where I was like, okay, I'm pissed at this point.
Yeah. So we go back to the room and she's upset. And again, I would like at least a moment to process this before I start throwing my emotions at you. Because I know that's not fair if I'm not understanding the way I'm feeling.
Well, and then we have this element of you literally want out the door in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So... there's no time to process it. I am not about to walk out the door and go hang out in their room.
Well, and then the other thing that...
those feelings.
Right. And then the other thing, I'm a very conscientious person. And these people we have become very good friends with in a very quick amount of time, and I almost felt like it was insulting to them. Like, here we've spent this time with them, and you're making plans to go out with them, and my feeling in that moment was, A, came back to the table with, I found something better. And that, I was like, oh, I wish that would have been a private conversation. Because you were, I understand why.
Well, and also, another important, I know you're getting all heated, your voice is going to start shaking again. But another important factor to throw out there is that we were under the understanding that they were girl on girl. We had had the experience with them the night before. Mm-hmm. That was pretty clearly communicated, right, that that's where they were. And I know, just from our past experiences, not that we're going to blow them off for something better, but when we have one more night here, why would we commit our whole evening to somebody that, one, we've already played with before, and two, we know we're not going to get any further than we did the night before.
Right.
So that's what I'm thinking.
I understand what you're saying. And for the listeners, that sounds a little crude. I know your point is, we're only limited in how much fun we can have,
right,
with them.
And, right. And it wasn't, I mean, we're talking 1 a.m. I mean, I was still thinking in my mind,
right,
we have plenty of time. Right. We have plenty of time to hang out with them. We've been hanging out with them all fucking day. You know, that's what I was thinking. And right. I didn't feel in that moment that was rude at all. And that's just been my, I guess, almost unstated understanding of the lifestyle. We're all here to have fun, meet new people, have new experiences. That's why I came to the table with my story, because I thought, they're going to love this.
Right.
And I even said, they probably wouldn't mind if our friends came. You know, like, I'm still thinking this whole big, we're going to have a good time.
Right.
No drama. There's no drama in swinging. And suddenly there was drama, and it just pissed me off.
So I left and went and watched the fights, and A stayed in the room, and that was probably for the best. Yeah, we needed a little space, because I really wasn't appreciating her, where she was coming from, and you really weren't appreciating where I was coming from in that moment.
No.
And I found myself teetering on the edge of saying things I would have regretted, and I'm very happy that you were willing to let me go to watch those fights without needing to give, you know, fight it out or talk it out, or because you knew that's really what I wanted to do, and we needed a time out. And so, but I'm just very thankful it worked out the way it did, because I know my patience was getting to the point of, like, I was redlining. And so, you know, I think that's healthy for us to, you know, we still find ourselves in new situations of working through different feelings and arguments and, you know, disagreements. And we're still human.
Because I think, I mean, I'm sitting here playing it all back through my mind, and I was pissed. I was so mad that we couldn't sit down and process this before you had to run off to the fights. That's how I felt.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't have gotten us anywhere.
It would have gotten bad. It would have. Because I think you could see it in my eye. I was about done.
Well, no, yeah.
I was about to blow my top.
Because I felt like he's choosing to go watch the fights over having a good time on our last night here.
Yeah. So I went back over and watched the fights, and I'd watch for about 20 minutes, and then I'd come back and I'd check on her. And she was still stewing, and then I'd leave, and I'd come back, and now she was in the shower, and then I'd leave, and I'd come back, and you'd be like, well, are the fights over yet? And I'm like, no, we got, you know, one more, and that really didn't make her happy. And the whole time I'm trying to get her to, you know, just come hang out, like, just hang out with us. And she wasn't interested. And so then now she's feeling like, okay, now I'm the odd man out with our friend, our Canadian friends. And I'm like, no, they're, you know, like, there's no judgment over there. I'm, you know, I'm playing it off like it's no big deal, and, you know, whatever, that you're just not interested in the fights. And so, to, I guess, fast forward any further drama that, you know, I know most people tune in for kind of more of the fun stuff, but the fights are over. You know, I enjoyed them. I enjoyed the company I was with watching them. We had fun. And I come back to the room, and you know, I think we talked about it a little bit. We kind of expressed some different feelings. Do you remember what was like the resolution?
Well, I wasn't having fun, and I was, had it not been our last night, probably gonna dry my hair and go to bed. Like, that's just where I was. Mm-hmm. Had no interest in hanging out with them, didn't want to leave, and just because, not that I didn't want to hang out with them again, but I thought they've been sitting over there drinking, having a great time, probably talking about our issues, and I've been stuck in the room because I can't go anywhere. I can't go do anything here that I want to do without you. So it felt very lonely, and I was not enjoying that at all. And I think you said something like, we would bring up how we were feeling, and even though at the time it didn't sound like a good point at all, you were like, are we going to bring up stuff that is in the past, or are we going to move on? And I thought, well, easy for you to say.
Well, we were discussing it, and then it kept going back to what had happened.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, and we discussed, and I said, well, okay, are we just going to, something along the lines, are we just going to keep being mad about what happened?
Yeah. Well, we weren't.
Or are we going to move forward?
We weren't going to get anywhere with that, because we were not seeing each other's point of view at all.
Right. And it was tough because I wasn't understanding the way you were making me feel in that moment to fully express myself, but I did the next day, and I said, and ultimately what I realized was, here you are racing off, in a sense, having rapport and a connection with somebody, and it's not including me. I've been left behind, and that's not how we work. And it wasn't that, I think you were, there was nothing ill-willed about what you did, because you didn't think it was possible to have this go on to another level. And so when I realized that, like, here she's, you know, three blocks down the road with, you know, having this relationship with this guy, and I have not, I mean, I've had no interaction with him. Mm-hmm. And that's not comfortable for me. And ultimately, I want what she wants.
The light. Sorry.
I want her to have fun and be excited and have all these things. So it wasn't that I wanted to rule it out. I couldn't do it. I couldn't, at that moment, be into it. And I sure as hell, and so, you know, I think you were kind of like, well, what do you think? And I'm like, I'm out. I'm not doing this. Yeah. I think, you know, this girl's attractive, but I don't even have a connection with her. And that's just not interesting to me.
Which, if I'm being completely honest, total bummer. But I wasn't going to want to do something like that and have to convince you to do it either.
Right.
Because that ain't swinging.
Yeah.
That's not what we do. That's not what it's about. So it was an interesting new feeling for me, because I don't think I've ever like pursued a man like that before. And there's never been a situation where I'm all for it and you're not. That was new and different and weird and didn't like it. But I don't want to do something you don't want to do. And you probably feel that a lot, because we run into that a lot when we find women that we have chemistry with and we don't with the man. And, you know, I'm sure that that's sometimes hard for you. Well, normally I just find ways to be attracted to him.
No, but that's not even true anymore. Maybe that was back in the day, but I immediately point out that this isn't something that's going to work for us.
I know.
Because now my feelings are just as much about what you're doing as what I'm doing.
Right.
If not more now.
I think it was such a like build
up. And I've proven that. Boom.
Yeah. We'll get there.
A little foreshadowing.
So I think what was such a like blow for me is that there was this like, I can't remember where my thoughts were going. There was this excitement and fun and oh my gosh, my fantasy. I'm going to get to live out my fantasy. And then I realized I'm not the only one that gets to decide that. This is about us. And of course it is. But in those moments, it's like, oh, well, that kind of sucks. And anyway, that I was thinking something else, but I lost it when you just did your little celebration dance. Maybe I'll remember in a minute.
My
but anyway.
Celebration dance,
so, how that all kind of fizzled was I'm watching the clock like, oh my God. Cause we're at this point, I've decided it's our last night. I don't care. I'm going to suck it up. It's going to be weird for a minute. Cause I still have this, like, it was almost an embarrassing feeling, you know, like mm-hmm. I know that they sent some kind of uncomfortable, whatever going on between us. And I would have preferred to not even hang out with them for that reason mm-hmm. and gone up to the disco. I think I may have even suggested that. And you were like, even if you were lying to me, they just think you weren't interested in the fights, whatever. It's our last night. Let's go have a good time. And I thought, I'm never even going to see them again. I don't care if they think that we're fighting or whatever. We're going to pull it together.
I think they sensed something. And ironically, I was explaining things. And so they just sensed for me what I was, because I was letting them in on my emotions. And you mm-hmm. come back and they're like, ooh, that's not what he wanted to hear right now.
Well,
so it wasn't that they... Here's the thing. I always will protect your image and your, you know, whatever. But I was even telling them, I was like, you know, she's a gamer. She's a sport. And, she'll bounce back if she might be disappointed. But, you know, I'm always, I'm not sure what the word I'm looking for, but.
My advocate?
Yeah. Well, I will always be your advocate.
Yeah.
And so in true A fashion, that's what happened. So she comes back over and, you know, she was a little quiet maybe at first. But after she realized probably no one was any worse for the wear on this end, you know, everyone was happy to see her and having fun. Yeah.
It's a delicate balance here because I'm thinking, are they going to be listening? I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings by telling you how I was feeling, because the truth of it is, I don't know how much we talked about them, but she is fucking smoking hot. She is sexy as hell. But there, I enjoyed the hot tub. I enjoyed the whole night scene that we were doing every night, and it was kind of a bummer to me that we weren't doing that. We didn't go up to the disco at all, and I was like, well, it's now, gosh, what was it, 1:30 or 2? I mean, mm-hmm. it's late. Yeah. So now it's, 1:30, 2 o'clock, and it's hot tub time. Let's go to the hot tub. Maybe we'll play on the beds up there or whatever. And remember, his response was, I don't really want to do that. And so now, I mean, I didn't even share this with you, but I was seriously thinking, I cannot win tonight. I can't do anything I want to do. I've missed out on everything that I wanted to do that's fun. And I was kind of moping on the way back to the room. And also another piece of this is I love women. I love being with women. But I felt like 90% of our playtime had been girl on girl. And that's fine. You know, I know we've talked about before in other podcasts talk about you want to be on the level of the slowest person in the group. Right. And that's pretty much what we had done the whole trip, which is funny that it wasn't us. I'm like, seriously? Like... I know I'm like channeling my inner George, like this ain't swinging. we're doing a lot of that, and it was sexy. It was sensual, but there, especially in this moment when I'm in the state that I was in, I was like, oh God, so I'll get to make out with a girl again. Like, yay, you know? Mm-hmm. And so it was hard for me to get into it, but I rolled. You didn't even probably know I was feeling that way.
I could see you slow. You were building up steam. Yeah. You started out slow, and then you were a sport. Next thing I know, you have your hands on her.
Well,
and
I just realized, you know, we got in there to the room, and I started thinking, this is it. This is our last night. This is what's happening right now. And then another thought that I had, this is such a 15-year-old boy brain of mine. I thought, if I get this stuff going now, we could probably still make it up to the hot tub. Because that's what our experience had been. You know, we played in the playrooms with them. We went up, and even if it's just meeting people, like I enjoyed that. I mean, we were getting 4 hours of sleep on average a mm-hmm. night, and doing this routine, you know, pool all day, dinner, dance, disco, hot tub until 3 a.m. And I wanted to do that on our last night. So I was like, I'm just going to get this ball rolling. Mm-hmm. So I rolled. Oh, and also I think I know where my thought was earlier. So we're now in a hurry to get out of the room and go hang out with them. I remember now what time it was, because I'm thinking I'm still looking at the clock without wanting to start a fight or make you uncomfortable. But there was part of me that really wanted to know if they were going to come over. And another part of me that was like, it's 5 minutes until 1 o'clock. What are we going to do or say to them? Like, this is going to be an awkward encounter. And I think I finally said something to you because it was 1:03. And I said, babe, they may be walking up to the door. Mm-hmm. This is going to be an awkward conversation. And you know, I just decided we're going to tell them we had plans with friends. I'm so sorry, you know, whatever. But I really didn't want to have to do that either.
I wouldn't have had a problem doing it.
I know you wouldn't have.
Because I was in a mode of like,
well, and it wasn't even that I was uncomfortable. I just, it was still kind of sad for me. And I didn't want to have that experience. And how this whole thing kind of came to a close was exactly what I needed, which was we didn't know. We leave the next day not even knowing if they came to our room or not, or if they called. Our ringer was off on the phone, so we wouldn't have even known if they called. And I could make up whatever ending I wanted to and didn't have to be sad that we didn't get to have this experience that I thought would be so fun. So anyway, so we, long story short, we...
You're about to yada, yada, yada.
No, I was going to say, okay. We went back over there. I was going to let you finish.
Yeah, so we are now... at their room, having a couple drinks, and to A's credit, she is now has her hands on this girl, which it's easy to put your hands on her.
I mean, I had to take one for the team.
And quickly it becomes a girl-on-girl session, and I think the guys kind of hung out next to their own, and you know, it was a mild evening by our standards. Mm-hmm. I thought it was pretty fun because these two were very vocal.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what was a total fucking turn on was that little game she plays of getting to the edge and begging him to stop.
Yeah.
And then she, you know, you could tell she's about to orgasm and she's shaking and she's trying not to orgasm. And I'm like, oh, that's fucking hot. Like, holy cow.
Yeah.
So it was kind of, it was entertaining to watch them, and you know, we're having sex next to them. There wasn't any, oh, I think you were rubbing her clit while they were doing it, and she was rubbing yours, but there was, I think I maybe touched her a little bit, but there wasn't a lot of response.
Yeah, no, he never tried.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, I don't know. I feel like I kind of adopted the whatever happens, happens attitude the whole time we're there. Cause I think usually, and maybe it's because I knew we had days, you know, to figure people out. Usually I'd be like, so let's get this all down on paper. Like, what are we comfortable with? What are we not comfortable with? Or, you know, who's going to do what? I don't say that, but
I was going to say, I've never heard,
but we
you.
find a way to figure that out.
Yeah.
What are you comfortable with? Or I'll talk to her a lot of times. So what have you guys done? What are you wanting to do? You know, so I'm not like, tell me everything. Kind of, I'm not. I don't have that kind of approach. But,
well, and truth be told, you're only doing this really with the ones you're interested in doing it with.
Right, right. But for some reason, I didn't do that with the California couple. I mean, hell, we had a whole night before we even figured out that she'd never even been with a girl before.
Yeah.
So we just didn't ask the questions that we normally ask. We were just go with the flow. I mean, we're on vacation. So my point was, I didn't really know what they were comfortable with, but just reading their body language, it felt very soft.
Well,
like they were
not even soft. It was just, they were, you could tell they were super hyper sexually charged just by being there and the shit they were seeing.
Yeah.
And we know that spot. We've been in that spot.
Yeah.
And they were talking about just being up all night having sex. And
yeah.
We're like, with each
with
other?
With each other?
What? Why would you do that?
Weirdos.
Do you realize where you're at? But so anyways, the night was fun. I thought it was fun with them, you know, watching her, and you know, that was kind of the extent of it, wasn't it? Did we I think we finished up. Did we go to the hot tub?
Yeah, well, of course we did. Yeah. We went to the hot tub.
Did anything happen in the hot tub?
No, I think, didn't we then run into the couple from Dallas again? Wasn't that night? It was the night before.
Yeah.
Well, there was, I don't know. I mean, it was mild, whatever
it was. Yeah, it was probably just conversation and a little soak and stars.
Yeah,
and
yeah, we were taking in the stars. That was a good time too.
Yeah.
And still thinking it was going to be our last night. And
yeah. Well,
and taking that all in.
If you picked up on that, we were thinking it was going to be our last night. So this is the third podcast about our time there. Turns out we have an encore performance.
Yeah, I was going to say the last podcast is going to be
the last podcast.
The best.
We leave at 1 o'clock, 1:30 Sunday
to go
to the airport to find that our flight has been canceled. And we are stuck in Mexico for one more night.
Yeah, that's a really long story made very short.
Yes. And it is the best part of our trip.
Yeah.
Because we partied like rock stars.
In fact, it's, what, 10:30 and we didn't sleep last night and we've been in an airport all day and I kind of want to just keep going because it's so much fun to talk about. We talk about all this like negative drama and I feel like...
If you've made it this far,
like we need to just keep going.
It's like the happy ending from like a deep tissue massage.
The happy ending of all happy endings.
Yes.
It's going to be the most excited to podcast I think I've ever been in my life.
She will probably listen to it over and over and she doesn't even listen to our podcast.
I'm going to be the only one that talks on this next podcast.
So, I'm sure you guys are probably having some thoughts about what could have happened and,
It's better than that.
we're not going to give you any more. You got to show up next week and listen to the next podcast. So
I'm stroking my pussy right now.
Can you hear it purr?
I literally have my cat on my chest. We've had children and cats all over us since we got home because we were missed. But I'm touching my pussy.
All right. Are we going to do this podcast now?
Sure. We'll fuck you later.
See ya. Thanks again for listening to another episode of the Curious Couple Podcast. Go to our website, thecuriouscouple.com, for links to all of our podcast episodes, their show notes, lifestyle website promos, travel deals, and much more. You can find us on Twitter at TheCuriousCPL, as well as email us at TheCuriousCPL@gmail.com. Check out Swingers Date Club, otherwise known as SDC.com, and put in our promo code 25648 for your free month trial. To take advantage of this trial, you can also just click the links on our website or on the podcast notes. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. We always appreciate your ratings and reviews. Thanks again.